Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's every entrepreneur's dream. You make that killer presentation in front of a startup accelerator like Techstars, get the big funding and deep mentorship, and poof, magic. You become one of those tech unicorns and ride to jaw-dropping success. Well, some of those dreams were nurtured, others dashed, at Techstars Boston's latest demo day. And WBUR's Asma Khalid was there. She leads our Bostonomics team, and she joins us now. Hi, Asma.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so first of all, for those folks not familiar with Techstars and groups like them, I suppose I should just start by asking you, why should we care what the accelerators do?
Totally fair question, right? And I will say there's so much hype around the startup culture right now. And, you know, even I saw a comment on one of our stories the other day sort of critiquing the idea of, like, let these startups do their own marketing. And totally fair criticism. But I guess the thing I would say is that within, like, the dozens and dozens of incubators and accelerators at universities, on college campuses that are out there and more, Techstars is really, it's sort of like the creme de la creme in Boston. So it is really sort of the most elite place. It's not sort of a university like innovation center, which a lot of universities have. This is really for companies that have already reached a certain point. And so this is the desire to kind of take them to the next level. And I will say that there is this tendency to glamorize startup culture. But I would say the reason that I was really interested in what was happening at Techstars and the reason that I went to the demo day in the morning is that I think it's helpful to understand what's happening in the tech ecosystem, to understand, you know, what's kind of exciting and possibly indicative of the future trends we could see.
Okay. So what did you see? Did you notice any major trends?
Yeah, I mean, there were a few things that were really interesting. I will say, Meghna, flat off the bat, what actually amazed me more than possibly anyone's ideas was just the fact that I think it was actually a sheer half, 50% of the founders who presented were women.
Oh.
And I will say, you know, they were really good at pitching their ideas. And I will say it's kind of counter to the stereotypes you hear in the tech culture. You know, if you scratch away actually the ideas of what they were talking about, if you just look at selling the idea, the women were remarkably compelling. I mean, I would actually make the case that they were better than the men in many cases, which was just counterintuitive to perhaps what you hear about. So that, I will say off the bat, was really interesting. The other thing that was fascinating was that there were a couple of companies involved in sports tech, which, you know, has a strong market, I would say, here in Boston. There's a lot of appetite for that. There was one company that really interested me. It's called Nix. It's led by this woman. Her name is Meredith Unger. And she described her company as developing sensors that you could wear on you to tell if you're dehydrated. Mm.
We've gotten a lot of interest from professional teams, especially three NFL teams, the Falcons, the Eagles, the Dolphins. So we'll be looking to test our product with them in preseason this year.
And so, Meghna, she talked about just the widespread applicability of this. She talked about how many dehydrated runners there were this year during the Boston Marathon. It's a little adhesive that you would put on your hand, and it sort of can essentially assess your sweat. You know, it's a really
so being thirsty is no longer enough.
I guess that she showed that all these runners actually they sort of pass the peak of dehydration at points.
Oh, they don't know it.
And you
I
don't
see.
Know it, right?
Okay.
You don't always know when you're supposed to necessarily. Maybe you're sort of, you know, you're supposed to drink, right? I know. I feel like we all know we're supposed to drink water, but you don't know sort of how bad of a situation that could potentially be in. And they also told me a bit about how they're, you know, potentially sort of in early conversations with the folks at Draper Labs, and that Meredith said she could see some uses for this in the defense military world as well.
I see.
But Meghna, this broadly to me was interesting because, you know, wearables is something you hear a lot about in the tech sector. You will hear about this in tech and in biotech, and it's something that I would venture to say that we're going to hear a lot more about as we go sort of move forward in the tech world.
So wearables, something to keep our eyes on. Now, of course, you know, healthcare is an enormous sector here in Greater Boston. Any startups in that area?
Yeah, there was one that was very interesting, led by this woman, Helen Adiosen. She talked about how she's very interested in providing better elder care. She's a Harvard alum, but for years she was a caregiver herself.
So we provide them these very short, bite-sized pieces of information and classes that they can take at any time to certify and badge themselves. So the idea is that these caregivers are seen as professionals and can upskill.
And so Helen told me that she estimates there's about some 5 million direct care workers in the U.S. This is a market that is huge. And Meghna, we at Bostonomics have been really fascinated with this and are actually going to be doing some more work around the growing market, just labor market that there will be to take care of the boomers who are populating this elder care market. And there will be people needed to take care of them in better ways. So Helen, you know, talked about just sort of how many targets they have. They've gotten a lot of interest from traditional home health care agencies. But the goal, broadly speaking, is that even though there's this huge market, right, you know, there's older people who need good care. This is a sort of a labor sector that's largely unregulated and nobody's really monitoring the quality of care. So their goal is by having these courses, there's some standardization of what type of care people would get.
I see. So that's interesting. So we talked a little bit about a novel healthcare startup. We talked about activity in wearables. But I wonder, we've got about a minute here to go, Asma. There's a constant challenge that startups have in Boston, or actually even those people seeking to fund them, like Techstars. And that is, eventually Boston, for a lot of them, becomes a less attractive place to be. I mean, is that something that you talked with folks at Techstars about, like how they're trying to battle that and keep entrepreneurs here?
It is a constant struggle, right? I mean, people will talk all the time about how, you know, they're faced with competition from either New York or most definitely Silicon Valley. I spoke to the new director of Techstars Boston. He's a guy who went through this program himself. He actually moved to Boston from the French Riviera. You know, who knows why?
There's a change. Wow.
But he said he moved here because of the ecosystem. And he's like a big advocate of the Boston tech ecosystem. He believes that there's just tremendous amount of talent that's in Boston. And one of the difficult things is definitely keeping the talent here as opposed to other places. But he said he sees the biggest problem being that there's sort of high fragmentation, right? We got tech, biotech, universities, and he's hoping to bring all of those groups together.
Well, that's WBUR's Asma Khalid. She leads the Bostonomics team here. She's giving us an update on what she saw at Techstars Boston's Demo Day. It's Friday. It's been a long week. I'm sorry I can't get these words out, Asma, but thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.